Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. The announced plan of opening China's economy this week is a step in the right direction, but one senator argues that more needs to be done. China's president earlier this week promised to open the country's economy further and lower import tariffs on products like cars, ships, and others. The move is seen as a primer and an attempt to defuse and start talking with the U.S. on the recent trade dispute. However, Chuck Grassley of Iowa charges that more needs to be done between the U.S. and China.
China will do anything legal or illegal, moral or immoral, or ethical or unethical, to get ahead of the United States and stay ahead of the United States. And all I really want out of them, and I think it's fair because they're the second biggest economy in the world, we're the first biggest, we ought to be somewhat competitive in appreciation of each other's positions. Anything China can do in this country, we ought to be able to do in their country. That's the bottom line.
Grassley expressed his concern over President Trump's actions that may inflict harm on U.S. agriculture. He says that while Congress can step in, it is unlikely. Grassley says pro-free trade, which includes much of agriculture, must maintain keeping pressure on the administration.
Look, at most of the Democrats think the president's doing the right thing. Some Republicans do. So then you get back to what we do in the meantime, and that is try to persuade the president to be cautious as he approaches it. And I think that we got some time to do that, and hopefully China will come around and help us with this process so none of this stuff goes ahead.
Still, others caution, regardless of the talks between China and the U.S., that may occur. Do as China does, not as they do. A top Department of Agriculture official says all options are on the table when it comes to finding relief from a trade war with China for farmers. Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Steve Sensky told reporters earlier this week that the USDA is looking at all of our authorities to find ways to assist farmers, according to Politico. Those options include buying up commodities through the Commodity Credit Corporation. The comments by Sensky confirm agriculture Sonny Perdue's comments from last week, alluding to USDA having something in the works to shield farmers from a trade war. A report by the Government Accountability Office shows supply and demand factors such as drought that affected the price of cattle feed affected changes in prices of fed cattle. Those ready for slaughter from 2013 through 2016. The price of fed cattle has fluctuated widely from 2013 through 2016 and experienced a sharp downturn beginning in late 2015, raising concerns about the market and questions about USDA's oversight, which prompted those in the industry to request the report. GOA's analysis of the cattle market data from USDA also indicated that competition levels among packers that slaughter and process fed cattle did not appear to affect the national price changes in the fed cattle market in 2015, but that areas of the country with less competition among packers had lower cattle prices. The Ag Central Radio Network invites you to join us inside agriculture on our seven station network, 660 Key News Radio in Williston, 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot, Thunder 106.1, Lisbon and Fargo, 98.3 in Carrington, Ag News 890, Lisbon and Fargo, KKAA 1560 in Aberdeen, and 103.1 HD3 in Valley City. Stick around, there is much more Inside Agriculture straight ahead. We'll talk about the new leader program with the NCGA. That's all coming up right here on Inside Agriculture.